for us sinners,
now at the hour of our death.
Mary, Immaculate Queen, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated.
My dear students and parishioners, 40 hours is a wonderful and beautiful opportunity to spend time with our Lord, to offer reparation for our negligences, maybe our lack of respect in His presence, our lack of appreciating more the presence of our Lord in the tabernacle. It is also an opportunity to express our love to our Divine Lord and our gratitude for all He does for us. The 40 hours began in Italy in the 16th century, and at that time it actually began as a way of making reparation for the sins that were committed during what was called the carnival season, which is a few days before Ash Wednesday. And it was 40 hours because it is believed that our Lord was 40 hours in the tomb, or at least from the time He died on the cross at 3 o'clock on Good Friday until He rose from the dead Easter Sunday morning, there were 40 hours. And that's why the number 40 was chosen. And the devotion gradually spread throughout the church. It was so arranged in dioceses before Vatican II that it would be in a different parish on each weekend throughout the year. And I remember, and I've mentioned this to you in past years, I remember when I was an altar boy, and this was in the mid-1960s, taking part in the procession at the closing ceremony, and priests from around the diocese would try to be present for whatever parish it was, for the closing ceremonies. I never saw so many priests in one place at one time. There were at least 20 or so walking in procession, honoring our Lord, singing the Pange Lingua. It was a very impressive ceremony to my young mind at the time. But we also have, next Saturday, a special saint who is Saint Benedict Joseph Labray. He died on the 16th of April back in the 1700s. And he was known as the Saint of the 40 Hours because he spent the last 10 years or so of his life in Rome. And in Rome, there are many churches. And the 40 Hours was so arranged in Rome that it was going on continuously in one of the churches throughout the entire year. And so he found out where the 40 hours was going on, and he would go to that church, and he would kneel on the pavement in the church, gazing at our Lord exposed in the Blessed Sacrament, and spending hours in prayer. And after he died, the people in Rome called him the Saint of the 40 Hours. So as I said, this devotion began as a way of making reparation. At Mount St. Michael, they still regularly hold their 40 hours during the Lenten season, a time of making reparation. I have always had it in April, which is a month dedicated to the Blessed Sacrament, and therefore usually in the Paschal season, a beautiful time. But of course, all throughout the year is a good time to honor our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, to offer reparation, to offer thanksgiving, and to make up to our Lord for those who do not love Him. You remember the story of Fatima, that one year before Our Lady appeared to the three children, they had three apparitions from an angel, and he said he was the angel of the country of Portugal. And the first time he appeared, he knelt down and bowed his head down and said what we call the Fatima prayers. My God, I believe, I adore, I trust, and I love you. And I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not trust, and do not love you. And he said to the children, pray thus. The hearts of Jesus and Mary are attentive to your supplications. And those three children began to say that prayer every day. And then when he came in July, he taught them another prayer. And then when he came the final time, which is usually considered to be probably September or October in the early fall, he had the chalice and the host. And he knelt down and bowed over and taught them another prayer. Almost Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I adore you profoundly, etc. And the children prayed these prayers over and over. That prepared them and disposed them to receive Our Lady's visits. But also notice that they were prayers of adoration and of reparation, of thanksgiving, and of love and trust to our Lord. And we must acknowledge that we don't spend as much time as we should with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And we also must admit that we probably are not always as reverent as we should be in His presence. And maybe we sometimes look around in church, which we should not do, or are distracted. And so the 40 hours is a chance for us to say to our Lord, Dear Jesus, I love you in the Blessed Sacrament. I thank you for being here in the church. And I'm sorry for my negligences. So I encourage you to sign up for hours, spend time with our Lord, and I'd like to recommend to the teachers this afternoon, if the teachers could have their classes come up as a class and spend a half hour and take turns during the afternoon period with half hours with our Lord. And again, when you can, maybe after school, spend some time with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Also, I'd like to mention to the children, especially those who will be in the procession today, that we will have the closing procession on Sunday at 4:30. And it takes about a half hour to have the closing procession and the litany. And usually what happens on Sunday afternoon is we don't have the attendance of as many of the children in the procession. So I hope that as many of you as possible will be able to attend the procession, perform the same function, dressed as the altar boys or as the First Communion children, and walking with our Lord in the procession, honoring Him in the Holy Eucharist. Let us then spend this 40 hours well and express our love to our Lord for His great love for us. I also want to mention that there should be on the vestibule table a handout that explains the indulgences and has a couple of prayers, suggestions to pray. And we will also put out holy hour booklets in the back of the church when you come in so that you can use that for suggested prayers. Or you could just kneel there, gaze at our Lord, and speak to Him from your heart in your own words and express your love, your gratitude, your sorrow for sin, your adoration, your appreciation for His presence among us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. And also a reminder that Father Anthony is here to confessions during this Mass for anyone who would like to go to confession.